Hello, my name's Mark Salmon from mark-salmon.com, and in this audio I'm going to talk about taking action. And it's really the only way to learn, and I learned from an early age that bees sting by picking up a bee, and of course it duly stung me, and you very, very quickly realise that actions have consequences. And I'm pleased to say that I don't think I've picked up a bee with my fingers from that day to this, unprotected anyway. So that's one of my earliest recollections, but there are a few turning points in your life that you can remember. One of them for me was learning to swim, and we lived at the time in Kuwait. My father was an accountant with the Kuwait Oil Company at the time when the English and the Americans were helping the Arabs to open up the oil fields in Kuwait. And we lived in a community called Armadi in Kuwait. And one of the privileges we had as a community was a leisure centre called the Hubara Club. And that's where I learned to swim. And I guess I was only sort of 2, 3, 4 years old, something like that. And of course, initially, when you're introduced to the pool, you're floundering around in the infant's pool, just paddling. And then gradually you go over to the bigger pool and you're playing around the steps there in the shallow end and clinging onto the wall. Now, my mother decided at some point that I needed to move ahead a bit quicker, probably to save me from drowning altogether. She decided to put me into the hands of a lady called Mrs. Stanley, and Mrs. Stanley's outstanding feature was that she was massively overweight. In fact, she was a beast. She was almost spherical, and yet she was packed into a tight sort of one-piece costume, and anyway, she was an intimidating figure in the flesh, had a big round smiling face, but behind the features would lay a sort of a character of steel, because I do remember that her method for teaching you to swim was quite draconian, to say the least. At least it was for a young child, because what she would do was she'd place you on the steps, and then she would ask you to launch yourself at her, and she would then pick you out of the water. Now, she'd do that a couple of times just to get your confidence, and then what she would do was she would gradually move further away from the steps, so you'd launch and you'd have further to sort of try and doggy paddle to her to before she picked you out. Now, I do remember that there came a point where she decided that she, just as you were getting to her in the water, she would step back. And of course, the first time she did that, you would take a huge mouthful of water and sort of come up spluttering for air and were almost half drowned. And she'd only step in and pick you out before just at the point of panic. And so you found yourself initially going through this baptism of fire, where you had to go through the half drowning before she'd rescue you. And you very, very quickly learned to swim in those circumstances, because it was really a matter of survival and not wanting to repeat that experience too often. And so that's how I learned to swim. And I became a very, very proficient swimmer, mainly because we were at the pool almost every day in that climate. It was one of the best places to be, was beside the pool when the temperature reached over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and so we had a wonderful time. But I soon learned that whilst my swimming skills were nothing special in Kuwait, when my parents sent me back to boarding school in the UK at the age of 9, and there was an outdoor swimming pool at the school I went to, I quickly found out that my swimming skills were relatively special in the UK, in as much as compared to my compatriots at the school, my friends at school, I was very, very good at swimming. And as a result, throughout my school life, I won numerous prizes and so on in swimming, and is really known for the fact that I was a good swimmer. Now, as I say, I was nothing special in Q8, but it just shows you that if you can move your skills outside of a particular marketplace into another marketplace, then that can sometimes have surprising consequences. And if you can relate that to internet marketing, there are many, many skillful marketers in the make money online niche, and they often find that when they move those skills into unrelated niches, then they can quickly start making money because they have special skills in those niches that other marketers don't have. And so there's a lesson there for internet marketing. Now, one of the other turning points in my life was of course having children, and I guess, you know, you don't really, or at least I didn't fully realize just what having children was all about, really. I didn't really give a great deal of thought to what impact it would have on my life. And in fact, it was only at the point at which my daughter was born, my first child was born, and she was put into my arms early on a misty morning in a Birmingham hospital. And I remember the huge wave of responsibility that almost instantly swept over me. I almost felt faint at the thought of it, that suddenly, for the rest of your life, for the rest of her life, she was my responsibility. And it, perhaps for the first time, you realise the enormous consequences of a relatively small action. You know, these things can have a massive impact on your life, and I sometimes feel quite sorry for the young unmarried mothers who are suddenly burdened with a child at a relatively young age, and knowing that they are your responsibility for the rest of their lives is a massive burden. Well, not a massive burden, but a massive responsibility. And so you also learn that relatively small actions can have massive consequences. Now, moving forward, that, you know, I joined the bank at the age of 18. I have to say, I was never sort of, it was never really a good decision for me to join the bank. My mathematics skills were pretty awful at school relative to the others, but nevertheless, I persisted with my folly. I joined the bank. I became a fairly competent banker, but when I look back, all of my actions whilst I was in banking were looking forward to the day when I would leave the bank. And when I say that, what I'm saying is that my spending habits and my saving habits really reflected the fact that I always expected to leave the bank at a relatively young age, although I'd never overtly admitted that to myself or to anybody else. It's just that at the age of 43, I had the opportunity to leave the bank voluntarily, and I suddenly knew that my time was up and that it was time for me to leave my safe, secure, well-paid job and to see if I could cut it in the real world by creating my own business. And so at the age of 43, I've managed to pay off my mortgage at a young age, probably in my late 30s, and I was ready to take the leap of faith that I could, make my own way without the coverage of the institution. But I quickly came to realise that I'd been sort of badly institutionalised by my time in the bank, and that I had to acquire a range of skills which I didn't have. And that took many years for me, in retrospect, to actually achieve. When I left the bank, I was very, very scared at leaving the bank, really, because it was like a step into the unknown. And, you know, I was leaving the security of a steady income. And you quickly come to understand that you can deal with whatever comes along. At the time, you don't understand that. You don't have the confidence you can do that. But over a period of time, and it did take me some years, that I gradually settled down into a new rhythm and understood that I could make my way without the bank at my side. And so that was another turning point in my life. And then when I left the bank, I went into consulting, and I guess after 5 or 6 years, I was not getting bored, but I was looking for something to test myself. And when I came across a business that was in liquidation, I took the somewhat rash challenge to try to resurrect the business, because I felt that it was in an interesting marketplace, that and I felt that I wanted to test myself in that market and see if I could make a success. I was gradually becoming more confident in my marketing skills. I've been studying marketing, people like Dan Kennedy and Jay Abraham and people like that had given me confidence that I could actually start to market a product. And so we started this business. I have to say, again, it was a very, very scary situation, because I took on a factory that the rent and rates were £90,000 per annum. And at the point at which I took the business on, there was there were no employees, there was no product really. The suppliers to the previous business would not supply the new business because they'd lost money, so I had to resource all the components, and we were very short of capital. I put some capital in and raised some from the bank, but even so, we were very short of capital relative to the size of business we needed to create to support the rent and rates liability that we'd taken on. So it was a very, very large challenge. And you know, one of the things I had to do was to resource components from places like Italy and Spain, which meant traveling to those countries to try to persuade suppliers to supply us here in the UK. And to cut a long story short, we managed that. And I have to say that I operated from a gut feeling of fear, the fear of failure, fear of running out of money for a long, long period. And it was somewhat of a relief after 12 months after starting the business that somebody came along and offered to buy the business. And after some consideration, I sold out, mainly because the consequences of getting into manufacturing were that I realised that manufacturing was not really what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't enjoy employing a lot of people in the business. I didn't enjoy the unreliability of suppliers and the fact that you were at their sort of, you know, if they didn't send you the components, your manufacturing line closed down. So you did feel sort of somewhat out of control at points. And so starting that manufacturing business and then selling it were two sort of big turning points in my life. They were actions that I took at the time. They were quite big risks for me, and I managed to come out of the other side. But there we are, having sort of learning to swim with Mrs. Stanley, having children, leaving the bank and setting up the manufacturing business were all risky points in my life where I had to get out of my comfort zone and take action in order to sort of create the person I am today. Now, I have to say that one of the difficult things or challenges I've taken on since selling out the manufacturing business is trying to make money online. Now, what you don't fully understand is when you start out is just what's sort of challenge you're taking on, because again, it needs a collection of skills that probably you've never had to fully exercise before, or not to the same extent. You know, when I started out in internet marketing around about 5 years ago, I really couldn't put up a website, and so that was the first challenge, was to get myself online. But then once you've got yourself online, you come up with all sorts of other challenges like copywriting and how to make offers convert, how to create products, how to drive traffic to your sales letters and squeeze pages and so on, how to do email marketing effectively and so on. These are all massive challenges that you don't fully understand when you're starting out, and just what sort of challenge you're taking on, you know. And another challenge is things like graphics. You know, for a long period in the last 5 years, my ability to create graphics has been relatively poor. It's only in the last, say, 12 months that I've really managed to master that aspect of internet marketing. But, you know, as I say, when you're starting out, you really don't understand. But the only way of actually learning is by taking action, and the more action, the quicker you can take it, the better, because the more learning experience. So you've basically got to fail fast in order to learn how to do anything, really. And as I say, the more you can put yourself outside your comfort zone, and the quicker you can get those failures under your belt, then the better, because that's the only way that you can then eventually find out what works and what doesn't, and find successes that you can then scale up and in order to build your business. So, as I say, those few sort of turning points in my life where I had to take action, or I took action, and they had consequences, sometimes unexpected consequences that were difficult to deal with, are really the only way to learn, and to learn how to build your life and your business. And it's a hard process, very hard process, and as I say, often involves you getting right outside your comfort zone. Sometimes it's a matter of survival, whether it's financial survival or literal survival. And as I say, the quicker you can take it, the more risk you take sometimes, then the quicker you can learn these lessons in life. And I'm afraid, whilst there are many people that can say that you can do, you know, create a push button business and all this, it's really a lie. Everybody needs to go through the experience, and that's really the only way you can learn, is by taking action. And I hope that as a result of listening to this audio, that you will decide to take some action in your life today, something that you've been putting off. You know you have to do it, but you don't want to do it because it's going to make you feel uncomfortable. Well, life is telling you that you, at some point, you're going to need to take that action in order to move forward. So why not take it today, get the experience out of the way, move forward, perhaps have to take that action again to learn more lessons, and only by doing that will you be able to work your way forward and become the success that you dream of. It's not an easy process, but everybody, take comfort from the fact that everybody has to do it, and often the consequences are not as bad as you perhaps imagine they might be. And indeed, you know, it's like when you start out driving, you feel totally out of control in the car, you feel very tense, perhaps scared and so on, but over a period of time with familiarity, it almost becomes automatic. And that's really what you have, the process that you have to go through, one of learning and experience through action. And so I urge you to do that, and thank you for listening to this audio. That's Mark Salmon from mark-salmon.com.